Coming up
próximamente.
Oi, Lisa, call me Lisa. Get your rat out.
Ooh, he's fit. Like, he's gonna be my boyfriend, but he doesn't know it yet. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, sexual? Because I'm lost, but I just look at your eyes and get lost.
Oh my gosh.
That's cringe.
Gemma, you dickhead, what are you saying that for? There's a whore in this house. There's a whore in this house. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Shell have got everything you need to keep you fueled, whether it's for a long journey or a quick shop. Well, here we are. Another episode. Look at you in pink. Pretty in pink.
To make you wink.
It's pink to make the boys wink.
No, it's pink to make everybody wink. Doesn't matter if it's boys or girls.
I've not seen you. You've been in rehearsals.
Been in London, yeah.
Rehearsing for the tour.
I got a little break, so I got a trip.
A little trip up north.
For a few hours to the podcast and go back.
Is it going okay?
Yes.
It's hard work, rehearsals.
Rehearsals is the hardest part, yeah.
It is, yeah.
But anyway, it's different people. So yeah, we're just walking around. But it's fun, you know. It's also like new faces doing the pro tour. And it's nice. It's a good bunch.
Oh, well, I look forward to coming to see it in Manchester. Yeah. I expect some tickets. Welcome to Lost in Translation. It's Gemma and Gorka. We do this every week. Thank you for joining us. We sit here, we have a catch-up, we solve dilemmas, we play games, we solve debates.
We moan.
We talk to you guys. You send us your messages. The number is, did your tummy just rumble?
Yes.
Are you hungry?
I am.
It's 077-610-39898. At lost.in.podcast across all social media, or if you want to email our producer, Henry, who's over there. Say hi, Henry.
Hi.
People know he's real.
Yeah, no AI.
It's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk.
Are you ready, Gemma?
Yeah, don't forget, before we start, though, if you do want to subscribe on YouTube, you can watch these. I mean, if you can sit through our appearance. Oh,
it is fun. You put it on the screen when you make your breakfast. It's very, I did it, I watched
how
it.
Many times has my mum asked me about YouTube now?
Do you know, I watch
it. She keeps saying, how do I get it on the online, Gemma? How do I watch it? She
do you know, for me, it's more easier to watch it and listening on YouTube than listening on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, because I like to see, so I get distracted. Watching it.
I like to listen.
But
that's what we do, we listen and don't judge.
Yeah.
If people are watching us, they'll be judging. They'll go, look at him in a pink top. Look at her with a dry skin and Uggs.
It's nice. You don't like it.
I love it, yeah.
It's very summery.
If I was a female in the 80s, I'd fit right in. Without further ado.
Your teeth won't fit in this top. What?
Without further ado.
Vamos.
Oh, God. So before we start this week's debate, we've had some lovely messages.
Oh, I love lovely messages. I wasn't going to go to the debate first. I was just going to ask you firstly how you are, because you've been on your own.
Yeah, I'm used to it. No, yeah, I am. But I'm off work, so it's not as stressful.
Okay.
And the kids are off, so there's no school runs, which is helpful. Still taking little man to nursery.
Hopefully you can make it to London next weekend.
Oh yeah, Mia wants to. She wants to go to Chinatown and see the lanterns, and she wants to. What does she
history
want to
museum.
Do? She wants to go to the Natural History Museum.
And she wants to go to Westminster.
Yeah.
And the Buckingham Palace.
I know. She wants to do all the touristy stuff.
Because she's been doing it at school and everything.
Yeah. Last time I did a solo trip to London with Mia, it was to watch you on the Strictly tour, and she was only three.
I know. I have the cutest video, still haven't it.
And she was on the train, and she was so excited with the train. Meanwhile, I was fighting for my life not to vomit because I always get travel sick on trains.
That's a long time ago, isn't it?
A long time ago, nearly 4 years ago. it's frightening, honestly, how time passes. But
I know.
Yeah, it's been good. Lots of Easter eggs still being devoured, which is cool.
Is it your weather been nice? Because the London's been quite sunny.
No, it's been all right, yeah. But what I'll do, I don't want to bring them both down on my own.
No, just Mia.
Yeah, Tiago, I'll leave Tiago with my mum. I think when he's a bit older.
He won't get it anyway.
No.
He would be like...
And he'll... Imagine him trying to sit on the train for 2.5 hours. He'll be running up and down like an absolute menace.
Mm.
And those toilet doors on the train, that they're a little... Locked, door locked, door open. He'll be pressing that while I'm mid-wipe. Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh. But no, it's going good. Solo parenting's going good. But just hurry up. Hurry up with this tour and get home.
Yeah.
That's my only advice for you.
You only have 35 shows.
35.
So it's another 5 weeks.
I am looking forward to seeing it, though. Are you going to get my producer, Matthew, some tickets for Manchester?
Yes.
My producer at the radio, Matt, him and his missus love Strictly, and every time Gorka's on tour, he's always begging me for tickets, and I'm like, you could just buy
them. Yeah, but Matt comes because he wants to watch the girls, not me.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't think he's fussed about you.
Yeah.
His wife, maybe. But it's for the kids, mainly. He's got two kids.
Oh, remember that time that you came? That was funny. You came to Manchester, you came with you and Helen, and it was Jeanette, Helen, you, China, and China's friend.
Yes.
And China's friend didn't know who you were.
Well,
remember,
she?
Yeah. She would keep saying like, "Ooh, he's fit." She's like, "He's gonna be my boyfriend, but he doesn't know it yet." Remember?
To me?
Yes. When China was there, I was telling to China, and China was thinking, "Yeah, yeah." Remember?
I don't remember?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she did.
Yes.
Maybe she said it to China, not me.
Maybe, yeah, but they were there.
That's funny. She didn't know that you were with me.
Yeah, because after Neil told me, it's like China's friend would keep saying, "Ooh, he's fit."
Oh, she was saying it to China. Then,
yeah, he's
not
like,
me.
"He's fit. He doesn't know yet, but he's gonna be my boyfriend." Aww. And then China was thinking, "Oh, do you know, like, his girlfriend is right there."
She should have stepped in and swooped you away. Giving me a little break. I'm joking. Okay, let's get into our lovely listener messages for this ep. So the first one is from Lisa, and she's responding on YouTube to when you, Gorka, said that Spanish go over to Ireland to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Hey guys, love the pod as always." Thank you, Lise. "My family, who are English, moved to the West Coast Ireland when our daughter was 13. We sent her to summer camp to make friends, and there was only one friend she made who was Irish. They were mostly Spanish. If you ever come to Ireland and the weather's a bit of a shocker, as there is officially a place that rains more than England. It's beautiful here, though, and it's a must-see. You guys will love it. And Gorka, I took you both to the gym with me and you. Had me laughing out loud with your Welsh accent. Brilliant." Oh, she took us on the pod.
Ah, I
thought
like
she meant,
me.
Yeah. Took us both. I was thinking, when?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, so it was true then what you said about kids, Spanish kids go to Ireland to learn English.
Why would I lie?
No, it's not that you were lying, but I was thinking it was a weird thing to take them.
It's because we call it like, it's very big in Spain in the summer for your summer holidays. Go for a couple of weeks to learn English and practice your English, and you stay with a family there, or even at the end of your school, school academics, you go there for a week, 2 weeks, or even a month, and stay there and learn English. A lot of my friends did it.
Oh, I think I'd be a bit panicked sending my kids off to a different country with a different family.
Yeah, in fact,
when I was going
to Spain to do Dance with the Stars, the driver that used to pick me up from the airport and take me to the studios, he asked me if I could recommend him where to go in England, because they were about to send her daughter and they were looking to Ireland and stuff.
Oh, no.
So I said to him somewhere like Oxford or like York, because he's like a lot of young universities and young people. I said that to him, yeah.
Imagine he said he's coming to our house. The daughter's coming to stay with us for 6 months.
Well, it would be great for me and Tiago to learn Spanish.
Well, we do need to get her a tutor, don't we?
She's
asked for one a few times now. Liana said, "Hi, Gemma and Gorka.
Can I do their heads? A nice blonde blue eyes from Seville."
Why Seville specifically?
It's just a joke.
Are they fit from Seville?
That is, no.
Oh, they could be.
I mean, not my types.
All right. "Hi, Gemma and Gorka. Hello, Leanne." She says, "I've only just listened to your St. David's Day episode and I creased myself laughing. Your pronunciations of the Welsh language is so funny. I listen to you both in the car every week, and to be honest, I need an episode every day. Keep being you, and thank you. Lots of love, Leanne from South Wales. Quetch."
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Ponti Pandi.
Yes. Oh, in Wales. I don't know how to say it.
Fireman Sam, right? Mia was obsessed with Fireman Sam, and Gorka danced with Helen Skelton. who's lovely. She's still a good mate, isn't she, Hel? And it turned out she's worked with everyone, Helen. She knows everybody. And we casually told her about Mia loving Fireman Sam.
She was
Sam.
Doing some of the voices for the and cartoons.
She's a voiceover in Fireman Sam. So she said, I know the real Fireman Sam. Do you want me to do a message for Mia? And you were like, yeah. So Gorka came home one day and said, Mia, listen to this. And it's Fireman Sam going, hello, Mia. It's Fireman Sam in Pontypandy. And he's giving her her little face. When we played it to her, she was like, and it was her little claim to fame that Fireman Sam sent her a message.
Yeah. Well, it was what, like, when I was in New York and I told her that I went to the coffee shop of Friends.
Friends.
And I made up the...
You said Rachel and Phoebe were in there.
And she went like, really?
She went, did you talk to them?
And I said, yes. She was like... Yeah.
She loves Rachel, doesn't she, on Friends? She actually said to me, when I grow up, I hope I have friends like Rachel, Phoebe and Monica.
Aww.
That's genuinely what she said.
They are good friends.
Yeah, it's like me, Laura and Nat.
Yeah, but you're just a bit like...
We're just poorer and scruffier.
And more crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one would I be out of Monica, Phoebe and Rachel? I know what my answer would be.
I think you would be Rachel or Monica. I think Monica.
I was going Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Monica's the most OCD, cleanest person ever. Everything has to be clean and in its place. Uh-huh. Rachel's she's too immaculately beautiful. Phoebe's vegetarian. She's very just.
I don't know. I was
laid
Friends,
back.
But I was like obsessed with Friends. I like Friends, but I wasn't like I know them to the detail. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think I'd relate more to Phoebe, especially with the running. If you know Phoebe's run, you'll know I run like Phoebe.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She can't run. But thank you for your message. Nicola's been on. She says, I love you guys. I've watched every episode from here in France. We're worldwide. We've had France,
bonjour.
New Zealand, Wales.
Ça va, viens. Bring me some croissant.
I fully understand that understanding Gorka's parents. I have the same with my son's girlfriends. Also, when a son brings a girlfriend home, she's en français. En français.
But you just need to say, voulez-vous que ça avec moi, ce soir? Oui, oui, je m'appelle Gorka.
Oui, oui, mon bien. No, that's Spanish.
Bon amour.
How do you say good in France?
Trivia.
Très bien.
Yeah. Très bien, no, trivia.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept.
The only thing I know is...
Neuf, dix.
It's voulez-vous que c'est avec moi, ce soir?
Ce soir? Does that mean will you pipe me?
Would you like to sleep with me tonight?
It's a bit more polite,
and I'm like, oui, oui. Voulez-vous que c'est avec moi, ce soir?
And Adam says, no matter what this pair speak about, the way Gorka looks at Gemma... Old school, love that.
Like, you mean disgust or love?
No, you love me. Look into my eyes. Go on, let's do a close-up of you looking into my eyes.
I always look at you like that.
You don't always look at... You do occasionally, but sometimes you look at me with a frown.
Yes, because, you know, the person who loves you the most is the one who will be criticised the most because she wants the best for you.
So the reason you criticise me for buying too many avocados is because you want the best for me.
I'm picky on you, yes, because I'm looking after you. And I'm tough on you because I love you. But I look at you with pride. You know how proud I am of you?
I should think so.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you as well, actually. Especially this year, I genuinely am. You've done, like, really good stuff. No, you've made
that good... is so insincere.
No, you've made good decisions. You've followed your intuition. And you've been like...
I mean, I don't know if I make good decisions. I just make decisions.
No, but you have.
Scary ones, but it's okay.
And you've done them with me as well. You've asked my opinion on stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've not just gone in
blind.
Because
I live with you. I would have asked Tiago, but I don't think his opinion is really important right now, you know?
What does it with Tiago keep saying at the minute? He's gone through this is so cool, and he says it with a little lisp. This is so cool.
No, you know what's the funniest thing?
So cool.
You know what's the funniest thing they did a couple of weeks before I left? He was, you bath him, yeah? Mm. It was when I saw him there, really.
Yes.
But then I went to your mum, so I told your mum that I showed him that, and your mum was really, I was like, yes, like, Tiago, really.
Did
so
you do it to
he
her?
He stood up, and he went like to your mum. Really.
Oh, no, so don't have him doing that.
Your mum was dying.
Was she?
She was pissing herself.
Oh, God. But the thing is, she'll piss herself with you. I bet she'll say to me, don't have Tiago doing that, Gemma.
It's funny.
I think it's funny.
He was doing it. He loves that. It's so cool. And there was the other one. What was the other one?
You said to me this morning, achy, achy.
Oh no.
Mom, mom, achy, achy.
He does that wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, he goes wagga, like Hulk.
Yeah, it was like wagga, wagga, wagga.
Hulk smash. And we've got a funny video of him, which will pop up. So when Gorka's back went a few weeks ago, Tiago, he had a roller, a foam roller, Gorka, and he kept going on it, going, oh, my back, oh, my back. And Tiago picked up the roller and he started throwing it, going, oh, my back.
Yeah. Or oh, my, like back. This.
Oh, my back. Oh, my back. Yeah, yeah, copying you.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
Jinx. So why is this called Lost in Translation? Do you want to explain?
Because I'm lost, but I just look at your eyes and get lost.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cringe.
That is awful.
That, I
if
was
you'd
saying
have said that,
that
to me on our first date.
I was saying that and I was feeling cringe at the same time.
Do people use lines like that, really? Yes. No, they don't.
Like, yeah. Excuse me, are you a map? Why? Because I'm lost on you.
Oh.
There's many. Yeah.
Really? What other ones have you got? Hit me.
I don't know. Dush, I don't know. In Spain we said, anda por la sombra que por el sol los bombones se derriten.
What does that
it's
mean?
It's like, walk on the shade because in the heat the chocolates get melt.
Oh.
It's disgusting, yeah? Or like, are you a submarine?
Because I'm sinking on you. No, I want to go down on you.
No, because you are more tight than the screws of a submarine. That's another one they
more
say.
More tight? Is
yeah,
in like, the pie?
Like
is in pie?
Yeah,
oh, I thought
one.
You meant as in the vagine.
No, yeah.
No, so you mean the body? That's, the body?
Yeah, like tight, like, yeah. That's disgusting, yeah. Things like that, I never used that.
Well, I should hope not.
I was just feeling disgusting saying they lost in your eyes. I was like, that's cringe.
Yeah, I don't think I
will be yourself, leave.
Yeah, I would leave if someone said that to me. I'm lost in your eyes. I'd say turn around.
Turn around and get lost in your
eyes. Turn around and get lost elsewhere.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, send us your most cringiest. If anyone's had a cringy
comment like that,
like that on them.
Yeah.
Send them us.
That would
us
be
know.
Funny, yeah.
We'll read them out. This is rank, but it made me laugh. And it was in Liverpool. I think I've said this on air before. A Scouser once shouted to me back when I was doing Hollyoaks. And I love the Scouse accent, but it was rank. He went, "Oi, Lisa, call me Lisa. Get your rat out." Asked me to get my rat out. And at the
time, what is your rat?
Well, he was insinuating my vagine. Get your rat out.
Why are they calling rat?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't resemble
the hair or...
doesn't resemble a rat in any way, shape, or form. But he shouted
I was
it.
Your burger, or I don't know, that cheeseburger.
A burger?
Yeah, it's like a cheeseburger. No?
He shouted it. He shouted it driving
in and
past.
Out, cheeseburger. You know, double bacon sometimes, or double patty.
Oh, so you'd say get your burger out?
No,
don't. You wouldn't say that.
No.
But he shouted, get your rat out. Get your rat out. Lisa,
you know what I mean?
Get your ass out. And he drove past in a white van. And I remember going, oh. But then as he'd gone past, I thought,
yeah,
it's quite funny.
Also, like, a rat is not appealing, you know?
We would say he was there like a rat up a drain pipe.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it doesn't mean that's not a sexual thing. That means if, like...
No, I didn't thought it was sexual.
If there was a coffee and croissant there, I'd say he'd be out there like a rat up a drain pipe. You'd be straight up there for a coffee and croissant.
I would. Actually, I fancy one now.
I'm going to give you the WhatsApp number for your cheesy lines because maybe you can voice note us your cheesy lines that you've ever heard and we can have a discussion
about
them.
Because it came up sometimes on my Instagrams, came up like, you know, those really like funny ones. So Jorge sends me something like that because we were sending jokes like this.
It's 077-610-39898. So send us the voice note to that. 077-610-39898. lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk or at lost.in.podcast on socials. Oh, I'm so cringing at your
I know.
Eyes.
Anyway, should we go with the dilemmas this week?
Yes. My dilemma has now gone.
You miss me.
I do miss you, but that's
because
not the dilemma.
Because I made your breakfast. No one makes you runny eggs like I do in the morning.
No, it's because
I better
you
hope
didn't
not.
You didn't unpack your case from New York because you said there's no point because a lot of the stuff you're taking with you to London. So the office has been full of suitcases and clothes, but now they're gone because you're on tour.
Yeah, but it was just finished now. Everything's gone.
That's what I'm saying. So it was the office has been a dumping ground for about 3 weeks. But I kept thinking to myself, he's not unpacked because he's going to have to repack anyway.
Yeah.
So just leave it. Doesn't matter that you've got to do a Zoom in
there. Because one luggage is full of stuff, because already comes with me.
Yeah.
But in my defense, your luggage that you took to London, also when you went to do your podcast there in London, still on top of my luggages, which you could have
put. But I've put everything back in it.
Yeah, but you could put it in the garage.
I sent the kids to my nieces the other week with a Mickey Mouse suitcase, and you said, we need a new one, this is broke.
No, it's not broke.
Funny story.
It's the wheels doesn't go properly.
Funny story. When we first met, Gorka gave me a bit of grief for having an old suitcase. Now, I'm on the if it's not broke, don't fix it vibe with anything. I'd had that suitcase for about 8 years. I use it, what, twice a year max if you go on holiday?
Yes.
He hated it. I used to tie a ribbon round it so that I knew it was mine when it came off the carousel, or I'd put my initials on it.
But that's another, when you have your luggage, even if it looks similar, you have a ticket, yeah? This is stuck to the thing, and it says your Atkinson, Gemma.
I know.
Just read it.
But I used to tie a pink ribbon round it, and I'd sit there on the carousel and I'd say, oh, there it is, the pink ribbon, that's ours.
You know, that's what...
He pestered me to buy new luggage, extremely expensive luggage. You showed it, mate. I said, absolutely not. I'm not paying that for a suitcase.
She bought them.
I use it twice a week, twice a year. I eventually caved. I brought them. I had him in the house. I said, there you go. And he was like, look at this. Tapping it. Fantastic. It's fantastic luggage. You lifetime guarantee. Da, da, da. The first trip we went on holiday with the luggage, what happened?
You pull it in.
It frigging broke. I picked it up. The handle snapped off. I said to him, my eight-year-old scruffy luggage would never have broke. Yes. All I did was pick it up. I know I'm strong, but I ain't that strong.
And what happened with the luggage?
We had to send it off.
And you have a new one?
Yeah, but I had to send it off to somewhere in London, months and months, and it come back, had a new one. What happened again the second time?
3 weeks.
What happened again the second time?
What happened?
It broke, the zip.
Which one?
The same one.
No, you
haven't.
The zip
on it.
No, you haven't.
Sent
it was
off
a different
again.
One.
Oh, the same brand? Yes,
but... It wasn't zip my one. It was the one that I lost the code. I put the code and it closed on the wrong one and I couldn't open it. So me, I have to ask for a knife.
We have to break
and
it.
And snap it. And I went to the store and they replaced it. So that's a life guarantee. Very good.
Yeah, but I didn't need to change my little old suitcase with the pink ribbon on. It was fine. And when that went to the tip, I was heartbroken because that's seen some fun nights.
And how good it was when you were on the holidays with a big trolley, with Thiago in the pram, and with two fingers pushing the luggage because she walks it smoothly because she's like a Ferrari.
Wow. But that was my dilemma. But it's gone now.
Yeah.
And when you come back from tour, it can be all unpacked and put away.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have a dilemma.
Because I've not been there.
Yeah.
Your dilemma in a few weeks might be that you're doing this from a hotel in London.
Yes.
And I'm doing it from here, so you're the one who's going to have all the connectivity issues. Imagine if it was me having to dial in. It just wouldn't happen, would it?
Mm.
I wouldn't be able to just solve anything.
And make sure I book a hotel with nice Wi-Fi, though. I'll expense it to the podcast.
Okay, should we solve one of your dilemmas? Right, as you guys know, Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell, which is perfect for us because we stop by Shell all the time. Our days get really hectic, so it's good to know that Shell is there when we need.
Shell are the place to go for any journey, whether you need charge, fill the car, or yourself needs something from it.
Yeah, well, this morning, I went there for breakfast, believe it or not, for the two guys doing the jet wash. We've got some fellas doing a jet wash at the minute at the house. They turned up without breakfast.
Aww.
And I said to them, don't worry, I'll just nip to the Shell.
Yeah.
Because you can get everything there. You've got your fruit, you can get veg, you can get sausage.
Oh, they're there. Remember in the morning, last minute, Mia decided she wanted to have a glass of milk. And I was going to go to the supermarket because I thought she didn't want it in the morning. So thank goodness we have the Shell next to us. So I just drive it 5 minutes back. She was happy as Larry, go to school, she had her milk, job done.
I never just use our local for fuel only because you go in there and you think, oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. I can just pick it up.
I'd even use it for my parcels. You know the parcel post? Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
You send your parcels from there as well.
Just go in there, put it in the box, they take it.
Oh, whatever
finish.
You need.
Job done.
Shell has got you covered. So this week's dilemma comes from Charlotte and she says, hi Gemma and Gorka, I'm wondering if you can help me with a dilemma with my husband.
Okay.
I feel like we're Jeremy Kyle. As parents, you'll appreciate that sometimes you need time away from the family to re-energise or hang out with your friends.
Yes.
But it's the morning after a night out that I've started to have a problem with.
If my husband goes out, I'll leave him in bed in the morning so he can sleep off his hangover and I sort the kids. However, if I have a night out, I'm still expected to get up with the kids whilst he rests because he's had a busy day with the kids without me. Am I expecting too much for it to be equal or shall I cut him some slack? Love the pod, Charlotte.
I think it should be equal.
Should be equal, Charlotte.
50-50, you know? Yeah. If you are a grown-up to go out with your mates and get absolutely hungover the next day, deal with it.
He's having a lie-in.
No, I know, but if you, that's what I'm saying, you're having a lie-in,
yeah.
But if you don't let her have a lie-in, then you don't have a lie-in either. Just wake up at the same time.
Or just say, next time, I'm going to stay in a hotel, check out 8 till 11, so yeah. I ain't going to be home till 12, deal with it.
So, I think it should be, like, equal, yeah.
I'm trying to think, it's different for, we don't drink, do we, really?
Not really.
Occasionally, on
but
occasion.
But also, if we go out, you might have, or you're with the girls, you have one or two gin and tonics, and then go home, like... No, it's like you're going to be home, like...
And even if I'm...
Trying to lock the door and I have to open the door for you.
Even if I'm hungover, I'm one of them people where... And it annoys you. My sister's the same.
You act like in the morning, like doing things, yeah.
I want to go out, say, let's go on a fresh walk. Let's have a nice breakfast and go on a fresh walk. I refuse to let the hangover get to me because I'm like, no, this isn't happening. I am not feeling like crap. I'm not eating crap. And I try and get power through, then it gets to like 3 o'clock and I'm like... Oh my God, I feel like shite.
And to be honest, if we've been hungover, we've been together.
Yeah.
The next morning anyway. Like your birthday, 40th birthday, for example, or things like that.
That was awful. That was a long time ago. And we had to take, I had my 40th at the Hilton in Manchester. And we hired out Bar 21? What's it called?
I don't know. Cloud.
Cloud, yeah. And we hired out the Cloud restaurant, the bar. And there was over 100 people who come. And they all brought gifts, which was really lovely. And all the staff put the gifts in our hotel. And we had to carry over 100 presents from the room to the car. It took about 6 goes and we were on a top floor because we had a suite for my birthday.
For me, the worst part was sitting with your family for an Italian dinner in hangover. You know what I mean? That was horrible.
And we booked an Italian the next day with my auntie and uncle and my mum and I couldn't eat anything because I was thinking I'm going to throw up. And then that same day... Tiago started, didn't
we? We have to go to A&E.
We had to take Tiago to A&E the day after my 40th.
And Mia, both of them, they were with their ear.
They both had infections. I was sat in A&E, and I started crying, didn't I? Because I was sat in A&E, I was hungover, and I had both kids. And I kept saying to the doctor, it was my 40th last night, because I didn't want him to think I just had a random night out. Yeah. And I said to you, what kind of parents are we? We're in A&E and we're both hungover. They're going to think we don't care.
Even as your mum to drive us. Your mum has to drive us because we're thinking we can drive.
And my mum, it's always something, isn't it, on the day.
So your mum was a driver. She drove us there, waiting
us there. She drove us there. We took the kids to A&E, stinking of booze.
I mean, not stinging of booze.
I had shed loads to drink. It was my 40th. I went wild. I let my pwebs down. Do you know what I mean? And then my mum had to drive us home. That's what we say with girls, let your pwebs down. You're letting your pwebs down tonight. And that means you're going wild. It's not going out, it's letting your pwebs down. But I burst into tears in A&E because I said to Gorka, what kind of parents get drunk and then have to do this?
Many.
Yeah.
I bet many they do that.
But that was the last time I had a bad hangover. It was my 40th. And I'm nearly 42. So that's not good. That's not bad going.
Is every even number?
Yeah. But should I have a big 42nd? Just because why not? 42 and still thriving.
Yeah.
I love a party.
40 just 24, you know?
I'll do that. I genuinely will book a working men's club.
Yeah.
Just go full Phoenix Nights.
Yeah.
You can be the stripper. Get Vito down for Nat, even though she's got a fella who doesn't know she fancies Vito. Oh, and that's going to go. Gemma, you dickhead, what are you saying that for? but what do we do for Charlotte? So I would say, Charlotte...
Tell him. It's same way. It goes both ways. If you want to have fun and then go out and I let you sleep, you let me sleep. Or I wake up and you wake up.
Yeah, so no? You have to say part of the night out is till 12 o'clock the next day. Till midday the next day.
That's like a checkout of the hotel.
That's the checkout. You have to treat it like a hotel. Get one of those do not disturb signs. So you can get them. You can buy them on Amazon. Just put that on your door and make it a game with the kids. Just say to her, say to the kids, when it says do not disturb, it means you can't come in mummy's room.
Yeah.
And make it a game for the kids. And then say to your fella, when that sign is on, don't bother me because I'm hanging out my arse in here and I need
all
the help.
We should keep that for our
get.
Room also. So then we tell Mia, if he says, don't disturb, don't come in.
because you'll have it on Don't Disturb the whole time.
Oh, no, just for sleep, you know? I mean, 3 in the morning, mummy, I can't sleep.
She came in the other day, didn't she?
Yeah.
3:33, the witching hour. On the dot, 3:33, the door opened and she stands in a... Does anyone else's kids stand in silhouette? And they just walk to the side of your bed, don't
look
they?
At you
just
like
stand.
Who?
And they always come to my side.
No, sometimes it comes to mine.
She stands right over me and just looks down at me.
And goes...
Yeah, and it's always in a silhouette. It's like something out of a horror movie. And then she got the baby monitor, didn't she? She flipped it over. It was so bright. And I said, stop messing with my phone. And she went, it's not the phone, it's the monitor. I'm checking my brother.
Bless her. Mia.
But yeah, that's what I'd do, Charlotte. Get one of them signs, stick it on the door and say to your fella, if you get me up again before 12 on the next night out, I'll be banging the pots and pans on your morning of the hangover. That's what I would do.
I agree.
Should we play a game?
Yes.
So the game is called The Wrong Answer Game.
Okay.
We're going to ask each other some quick fire questions and the other person has to answer with the first wrong answer that comes to the head.
What do you mean wrong answer?
So if I said, what colour are my eyes?
Green.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
So you'd lose. You'd have to say the wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
First wrong answer that. So practice.
Blue. Yes, I'm blue.
Yeah, that's not true. They're green. There you go. They're actually hazel. It's only took you 8 years.
No, they're green blue.
Hazel.
Like mine.
Yeah.
Is that hazel?
I'd say hazel.
Hazel is hazelnut, no?
No. Hazel's green, you're blue, I think.
Okay.
But it's like if they said, has Gorka got a beard? I'd have to say no.
I don't have.
Because you have. You've got bum fluff.
That's no beard. There you go.
So.
Ready?
I've got questions for you.
Yeah.
You've got questions for me.
Okay.
So, the first question. What is my best feature?
Your bum.
So that means you don't think my bum's my best feature?
No. Your face is beautiful.
Ah. Really?
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
That's really kind.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something crude like my chebs or something.
No.
Ah. Name an animal that you'd find in a zoo.
A dog.
He's quite good at this, isn't he? Me and Ted, they've never been to a zoo, have they? And I'm really strict with every year, you know, he's you. When we go to Tenerife, do you want to go to the water park?
Laurel Park, yes.
And I say no, because they've got dolphins in captivity. And yeah. Mia goes, yeah, but I'll just go on the slides. And I say no, because we're paying to go in. We're funding it.
Yeah.
So we're not going. Go to the beach instead, get a pedalo.
Question, is it better if we go one each or then it's difficult
yeah,
to think?
Yeah, you can do the next two.
Name a pizza topping.
Cucumber.
You can put that on a pizza.
So
you can put anything on a pizza.
Noodles.
Nah, there you go.
What is your favourite film?
Rambo.
You do one.
What is your favourite music artist?
Bad Bunny. After the Super Bowl, actually. Could be. Nah. I don't understand the lyrics. If you understood what he was saying, I would.
Yeah.
Although I know the I like it like that.
But that's not him. That's
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Oh, speaking of Cardi B, Tiago at the minute is obsessed with the As Was. Everybody get on the floor. Everybody walk that dinosaur. Loves it. Give me my phone in the car the other day as I was loading the car.
He put Cardi B.
He wanted that on, Walk the Dinosaur. And she was going, Mom, I can't find Walk the Dinosaur. I said, it's definitely on there. I said, it's on Spotify. I can't find it. I said, start typing it in. So she put in W-A. WAP came on. at the top. And because it's a pink album cover, I was in the house. It was connected to the car. She pressed play. And I'm literally in the hallway of our house. And I'd left the car doors open. It was when it was warm. And all I heard was, there's a whore in this house, there's a whore in this house. And I thought, what the hell? So I put my stuff down and it was going, wet ass pussy, make that pull-out game weak. And Mia was sat there going, and Tiago's just looking at me smiling. I said, give me that phone. And I took it off and she said, it was pink, mummy. I thought it was kids. I said, that's not for kids, no. But it was because she was typing in walk and because I'd listened to it on the way home, WAP. Because
I love
Cardi B. And then, so I put Walk the Dinosaur on. And as I'm driving, she said, what was that song, Mummy? I said, it doesn't matter. I said, it's Mummy's song. But it was connected to the car. And the doors were open because...
Yeah.
And it was, there's a hole in this house.
I mean, you were in the house, so...
Yeah, well no. I was thinking, why is that on? But to be honest,
it got to pull out game week and then I stopped it. And Thiago was like kicking his legs to it. Yeah, to be fair, Thiago had a little, he was liking the beat, but then I put What the Dinosaur on.
Nice.
Okay, next question. What colour is grass?
Blue. What did you last blow your nose with?
A trainer.
Okay, what's 5 and 2?
12. I wouldn't know 5, 6, give 7. I'd have to go 6, 7.
Give me an example of a nice smell.
A fart.
Nice.
Because that would be an awful smell, wouldn't it? What's the capital of Spain?
Cuenca.
Cuenca? What? Where is that?
It's that in Spain? Yeah.
What hair product do you use?
Vomit.
Where was the last place you had a wee?
In the shower.
You probably did. Do you wee in the shower? I do.
TBC.
I do.
I know you do.
Not on purpose. I can't help it.
I was going to say on you, but...
Oh, no. I'd absolutely batter you.
There you go.
I don't see if have we had a shower together?
Yes.
In the earlier days?
Yeah.
Recently, have we or not?
No.
I don't think we have. No. I don't think we'd fit in it together.
No. So we do.
Yeah. But anyway. No, I don't do it on purpose. I always try and have a wee, but if I'm in there and I need a wee, I have to
I don't mind there. No. You're cleaning the shower anyway.
Yeah. That's true. And lastly...
Actually, it's a quick question that for the listeners. There's some people that's like, do you wee in the shower or not wee in the shower?
I think everyone does.
Do you put the toilet paper, the roll and the paper behind or the roll and the paper in front?
No, mine's always behind. You always put it on front.
I don't know.
Mine's always because I always turn it.
I don't care. I just put it on. I don't mind.
What do you wear on your feet while dancing?
Heels.
That's the right answer.
No. I wear trainers always.
You have Cuban heels when you're dancing.
I mean like proper heels.
What are you wearing on the tour? Cubans?
No, I never wear Cubans.
Converse?
Yeah, mostly times, or just lower heel ones, ballroom ones.
Okay.
You see?
My questions for you are done. If you get any more for me?
What is the one thing you can live without?
Cats.
Can you mind you say you? What do you have for tea last night?
Quack. It's definitely the wrong answer.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, Gorka tried to be, not piping, but you tried to give me a hug the other morning, didn't you? And Benji got well annoyed.
Yeah, he...
If anyone hugs me in our house, Benji loses his mind.
Kids, we wake up very early for a reason, like 6 a.m. The kids were in bed for another hour and a half. So we were having a coffee morning. It was nice and sunny.
It was lovely.
And I tried to hug her and I was just like, just having a hug. And then he jumps. And I was like, I went to him, please, can you just let me have 5 minutes with her?
You don't like it if anyone...
I know.
And the kids.
I like that game.
It was a good game.
I wish we had more. Just made the drama. Come on.
Okay, what could you not live without?
Benji. Can you imagine?
So after imagine you've said it now, it's too late.
No, I couldn't live without...
Wrong answers only.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So many things, but I'm just trying to think.
My phone. Look at us, we're in sync today, aren't we?
Do you know what? The 8 hours that I was on the plane, I had internet. But people doesn't know that I have internet. So the only people that I could contact was the people that I wanted to speak, or I have to speak, like you, for example. Check on you.
You messaged me a lot on the plane.
Yeah, because I was on the plane, yeah?
You were bored, I could tell.
But, for example, in those 8 hours, I got done so much work that at home I will get distracted for no reason.
I don't know if you've noticed or not. You might not have done. I've actively trying to be... So I go on my phone at night before bed when you're on your laptop to reply to any WhatsApps and stuff. But from when I come in the house from work till before going to bed, I've been leaving my phone.
And it's good because you have a very bad habit.
Yeah.
That you used to walk in the house...
And go on my phone.
And be in the house and you'd be in the corner plugging your phone and you're like, thanks, good chat, you just came home. How are you?
And I'd hate it. And the reason why, because from 3 in the afternoon till 7, I can't be on my phone really because I'm hosting a live radio show. And so many emails come in, ping, ping, ping. So I think I'll reply when I get home. But then I realised I was getting home at 7:45, replying to all the emails and stuff. And it's like 8:30 before I've even
I can't bear it. That's also like a bad, not bad organisation to you. That's like everybody does that. But it's actually bad organisation because, for example, even if you come home and you go to bed, it's fine you do it there because I'm watching my series or I'm stretching.
I don't like being on my phone in bed. I hate it.
That's what I mean. So that's bad scheduling. You should do it
any email, like, I got so many messages and emails when before bed.
Do it the day after.
I didn't reply. I just go in the morning and I drop me out of school and I know from like 9 to 9.30, I'll reply to them. If you email me during the day and I have another slot in the afternoon, I reply you. If not...
Yeah, but sometimes I get them and it says like urgent...
It's different, but I'm on my emails.
I'm on the radio and I think I can't respond to that, but I will do when I get home.
Yeah.
But I've actively made a point not to do it.
Is that when
I've been putting music on, actually, and leaving it upstairs, like, baby piano music.
Like, for example, you is with training. You go to train and then you get annoyed
emails.
Because you get a lot of emails or calls and you feel bad not answering them or replying. Mm. And then you go, I go, how's your session? It's like, oh, I can't. I didn't
such
finish.
A body call. This,
which... If someone calls me, I have so many times I've been on the treadmill and you called me, I know you're calling me and I ignore you.
What if it's an emergency? You what if I'm in an ambulance?
You will call me again and again, not just
no,
once.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you do.
I'd call my mum instead, then I'd think bollocks to him.
Yeah, but if you call me, someone is important, we'll
ring again.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or says, please call me ASAP.
Well, I'll do that then. I'll make a pact on here so you're all accountable. I'm accountable to all of you.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I won't
training
be on my
for
phone.
Me is, and for you is part of our like every day. That
yeah, it's
sense.
A schedule.
It's like drinking a coffee or having breakfast. You know what I mean? It's work also. So you put it as a, like for me training it's like I have a meeting at work or I'm doing the podcast. I won't let those 45 minutes that I'm training or an hour no one interrupt me.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't like it.
It's not that important. You know what I mean? Can't wait.
It's because I'm in demand, Gorka. All the time.
But it's true.
It is true. That's all we've got time for today.
Yeah.
That's gone quick, hasn't it?
Well, I do get the train back to London, so...
Yeah, he's got
to
go...
Some dancing.
He's got to go dancing again. But thank you for having us on this week. Thank you for tuning in. If you do want to get in touch, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can WhatsApp us on 077-610-39898. Send us a voice note. It may get read out, though, or played out, I should say. And social media is at lost.in.podcast. Yeah. Adios.
Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.